I'm Edgy and Jackie, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First came love, then came marriage, then came the baby and the...
How are we gonna have a step baby?
Step one, find some sperm.
That guy? Or this guy? Well, he works at a law firm.
Step two, you gotta stick it in you.
IUI? IVF? OMG, WTF!
Step three, obsess a lot.
I'm gonna pee on this stick and I'm gonna watch the clock.
Okay.
Step four, repeat the first three.
I can't wait until we have a baby.
The Baby Mama's Podcast. What is up, all you motherfuckers?
Welcome the fuck back.
Episode 51 of The Baby Mamas.
It's been a long time.
Way too long. Way too long. We say that every time.
Yeah, but it's getting longer and longer, so it's getting way more each time.
Okay, this time we had a really good excuse, but we're going to start from the beginning, right? So last time we heard. You found out that Jackie is pregnant, and Jackie is still pregnant.
Yep.
What has happened since? Okay, so found out you were pregnant, we recorded that night, and then we had your blood test.
Yes, so the blood test was interesting. My hormone levels were... So Angie's were like 130 with Sterling.
You might remember they were 130.
If you didn't remember that, I guess that's okay. Anyways, so she was like, I bet yours are going to be higher. Yours are going to be like 160. So we get the results and it was 740. I was like, what does that mean? And then everyone started being like, twins? Is it twins? 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 And I was like freaking out because I did not want.
And I was thinking, maybe it is twins. That could be kind of fun.
Yeah, you always think that. And I'm always like, no.
And then immediately after that, you started feeling really sick. Like, your symptoms seemed to have come on immediately. It was like, boom.
Like a freight train.
Yeah.
And I was like...
There was no in between. You were super, super sick. And that started making me think twins, too. I was like, she's just so ill and can't function. There has to be something going on.
Yeah.
So when we got back your blood test, I was like,
yeah, it was a little scary. But I was super nauseous. I had so many food aversions. I just felt like I was being tortured with food constantly because you have to eat when you feel nauseous, but you don't want to eat when you feel nauseous. Who fucking wants to eat when they feel nauseous? And you have to eat all the time and everything you eat feels terrible and everything makes you feel shitty. And I just wanted, I can't even count how many times I said, I just don't want to have to eat anymore. If I could just take a pill and not have to eat anything. I just was so tired of thinking about food. But I was I was having insomnia and I was getting headaches. One night I had such a bad migraine. I woke up sobbing and was in so much pain for hours.
And I had to call in sick for work the next day because Jackie just was non-functional and we didn't have childcare. So it was okay, I'm staying home from work, I guess.
Yeah. And then I was throwing up a lot. God, I've never thrown up. I've said this a few times today, but I've never thrown up so hard and so often in my life.
And you have an aversion to throwing up. Jackie has some sort of...
I hate throwing up so much.
Throwing up phobia.
No, I really hate it. My mom and I were talking about this and she feels the same way. It is such a violation. I feel like I literally feel violated when I throw up. I hate it so much. And it makes my eyes so puffy and my head hurt and I get all snotty and my throat has been so sore because I've been puking all the time. So it's just constantly irritated. I was getting really bad either rhinitis or more intense allergies. So I was having days and days of not just feeling sick all day and being exhausted and not being able to sleep at night and puking and having struggles with food. But then on top of that, constantly sneezing and blowing my nose. It was honestly hard to be excited about anything. So I was just fuck, this is so hard. And then on top of that, having to take care of Sterling a lot by myself.
Yeah, brutal. I remember messaging my friends who had kids who were pregnant a second time. When I was pregnant and saying, I don't know how you're doing this and taking care of another human being because I could barely take care of myself. I was so fucking exhausted. So I totally...
And you had me taking care of you and you weren't as sick as I've been.
No.
So she kept Angie has been amazing. She's been doing everything. Everything. She would go, she gets up early, spends time with Sterling, breastfeeds her, gets breakfast ready, feeds us all. She always gets me a shake in the morning. I have Vega every morning because I was unable to eat vegetables and all of a sudden no longer able to eat meat and was so worried that I wasn't getting enough of anything, so that was nice to, like, start the day making sure I'm getting vegetables and protein. But she would do all of that, and then she would go to work for a full day, and then come home and make dinner and feed us all, and then give Sterling a bath and clean up, put her to bed. Like, you didn't stop until, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I would get maybe, and then I would have to edit for photography, and then I would get maybe half an hour of just me time to do whatever I wanted with, by which time I was usually exhausted.
Yeah, and then, like, the whole time you're home, I'm just dead on the couch, either sleeping or just so just done. Like, I've never been so
non-functioning.
Yeah. Like, all I could do was, and I was, like, in the middle of all this, I'm, like, doing this gradual return to work, which was quite challenging. The work part was okay, but getting back into doing night shifts when you're pregnant, oh my god, it was so hard. It's still hard. Like, I still am struggling to, like, be at work for 12 hours at a time, and to be at work at night is really hard on my body.
Yeah, so it was really, really difficult. I remember telling my friend, just, like, I feel like I'm trying to bail out a sinking ship. I would clean, and I would do things, and it just was never ending, because you do so much around the house.
I normally do, yeah. And then all of a sudden I was doing nothing, and Ange was like, how come the house looks so terrible? Like, I'm cleaning constantly. I was like, because I do a lot that, like, I've always tried to explain this to you just to, like, give you perspective, not because I ever expect you to do it, but I was like, you know, on my days off, I get up and I clean, like, every day. You never do that on your days off. Like, it's not, like, an innate thing for you. For me, it's, like, a way to relax. It's a way to, like, feel in control of my space. Like, I've just, it's always a thing I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So to all of a sudden not have the energy to do any of that, it was really hard for me because I felt like I had no control over my space. I would get really frustrated with how gross everything felt to me, but I couldn't get mad at you because you were already working so hard. It was just, yeah, it was tough. And then it made me laugh a bit when you were like, oh my God, our house is terrible. I'm no replacement for you. And I was like, no, you're not, but that's okay. Yeah. Like, and I was struggling too because I felt so guilty that I was, like, with Sterling and just so fucking useless and, like, lifeless that she was getting this, like, lame version of me and that I was, like, overburdening you because you seemed so stressed out. But, yeah, I eventually just was like, yeah, it's fine. That's what we do.
And you had a fainting spell?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't fun. I was, like, getting ready for work one morning and, like, I had gotten up at 5 a.m. I hadn't slept very much. I had a really rough night of sleep. I think I slept, like, from 3 to 5 or something solidly. But before that, it was just, like, a little bit of tossing and turning. Anyway, we're just sitting down because after my shower, I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have my Vega now. And I was sipping on my Vega. And then I was sitting on the toilet, like, with the toilet closed. And then I just remember, like, hitting the door, like, with my hand, so I had, like, kind of braced myself against the door and, like, slamming it against the tub and being like, what the fuck was that? And then getting really, and, like, start, because before then, before then I was, like, getting, like, tunnel vision and my ears were ringing and I was getting really sweaty and was feeling really sick. I was like, oh, fuck. And then I hit the door and I was like, what the fuck? And then was just, like, puking and puking and puking and puking. And then I remember looking at the floor and was like, how is there puke on the bath mat? Like, that doesn't make sense. So I'd, like, fully passed out and, like, was falling over and had puked, I guess, and then hit the door to, like, as I kind of, like, came to. I don't know. It was scary. I didn't like that.
Yeah, and I heard it, too. I was like, oh, it sounds like Jackie just fell over. But then I heard
puking.
You puking and doing things, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess that was, she just dropped the shampoo in the tub or something. I don't know. Just sounded like a, you know, a kerfuffle.
Yeah,
that was really scary.
Well, and then I, like, sat there, like, after I threw up, I was, like, sitting on the bathroom floor, just, like, oh, like, I felt really, like, woozy for a bit, and then I felt okay. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll, like, get ready for work, because I had to go to work, and I was pretty much, like, I felt okay for the rest of the day. I was, like, not feeling amazing, but yeah, it was, and then I told you that later, and you were like, oh my god, that's scary, so then we called our midwife, and she was like, yeah, like, that's, like, a pretty common thing.
Anyway, you've had a hard first trimester.
Yes.
Definitely harder than I had it.
Yes. And we figured out the reason for that when we went for our 7-week scan.
And I'm looking at the screen and, you know, it was awesome because it's a fertility clinic, they know that everyone's emotions are really high, especially when you have a pregnancy. And so the very first thing he said, okay, I see a baby and I see a heartbeat.
Yeah, like right away.
He pulled it up, which was really awesome.
It's funny though, because I was never, like, I don't feel like I was ever concerned about the baby. Like, I was always just, like, I think I told you this, that I felt like a sense of, like, calmness, that, like, everything was going to be fine. I was never, like, worried that the baby wouldn't be there, that I was going to miscarry or anything, but I was worried about the potential of having twins.
Yeah. And so he's looking around, and then just from when I've seen ultrasounds of twins, I kind of recognized something when I was looking at it.
Have you seen a lot of ultrasounds of twins?
I told you.
From
I looked
all of
up
your girlfriends ultrasounds.
No, I just look up, when I was pregnant, I looked up every ultrasound for everything you could possibly look up. And I still do.
Why?
Because I think it's fascinating.
Weirdo.
I just looked up a 12-week ultrasound to try and imagine what our baby looks like right now.
When do you get an ultrasound at 12 weeks?
You don't, but you can Google it. Some people do.
I guess someone has. Or
yeah, and it's
okay.
Online.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're such a weirdo.
I know. So we're looking at this thing, and I can see this kind of like shadow of what looks like a line and kind of another area. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, there was like, when you're looking, because obviously it's on a big screen, so we're looking up at the screen, and in that sort of top right part of my uterus was like very obviously like the baby.
Yeah.
The baby was there. You could see the baby. It looked like it was like curled up and facing away from us. And then like,
and
in
then
the bottom,
kind of
like the bottom left-ish.
Yeah, it looked like in the distance almost there was like this faded white line.
Yeah.
And when I looked up like twin ultrasounds, I was like, that's kind of what the twin thing looks like. And as I was kind of being like, what is that? He goes, huh. So I'm seeing, and I immediately was like, oh fuck. And I, the whole time thinking, oh, twins would be fun, twins would be great, ha ha ha, twins, I hope it kind of is twins. But in that moment, my true feelings came out, and I was like, no, as he was like, I'm seeing another placenta. And I was like, I don't know if you could have seen my face, but I was totally just like, oh.
No, I was looking at the screen.
And I was looking at him, and I was looking at the nurse, and I was like,
So this was all happening in slow motion for you?
Yeah. Totally.
So I'm sitting there and he says, oh, I think I see another placenta. And I was like, but there's not another baby, right? Because you couldn't see another baby. He was like, nope, no second pregnancy. There's definitely no second pregnancy. I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, but there was. That's what that means, that there was, and there's just a remaining placenta. I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting. And then, I don't remember, did he tell us that or did it come out later that, was it from talking to our doula or our midwives that we realized that that's why I had such intense symptoms? Because your body doesn't realize right away that there's only one baby. It's called a vanishing twin. So there was two babies. One of them just like not viable and just your body's just like, nope.
Or got eaten by the other twin.
Oh my God. For some reason, people kept saying that at first and it really irked me. I was like, they were in separate sacks. It's not even possible. And I would get like really annoyed by that.
Anyway. As if people are actually thinking that the other baby was like, come here, baby. And like nibbled with what? Its non-existent mouth.
I know. But anyway, so.
Because you had two pregnancies. You did have two pregnancies at one point, and that's double the hormones.
Yeah, and your body doesn't know. It takes like a while for your body to realize that there's
No second baby.
So your hormone levels are still elevated, and higher hormone levels means more symptoms or stronger symptoms. So that's why it's been so difficult for me. And then I also found out from my midwife that the second placenta wasn't going to go away altogether. I thought it would just like disintegrate or like whatever.
Get reabsorbed into your body. That's what I thought.
But it doesn't. It just like stays there, and then it ends up getting attached like another lobe to the other placenta. So we'll get to see it when it comes out.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'm really excited about that.
I think our baby's going to be a chimera.
It could be.
What if it has two different color eyes?
Oh, that would be really cool. Anyway, so.
We almost had twins, you guys. That was a near miss.
Oh my God, I'm so really. And it's funny too, because people would be like, oh, I'm so sorry when I'd tell them. And I was like, no, like, I'm not sad. I'm relieved. I didn't know I had two kids in there. You know, it's not like I felt attached to them or anything. I'm just relieved. I don't feel sad or anything, but it like explains. It's funny because I always thought I would have some sort of miscarriage, and I guess technically I have now.
Once this kid is born, I'm going to totally, when it pisses me off, I'm going to be like, oh, we should have had the other one. I wish we had the other one.
I wish you hadn't eaten your twin and it had been the other way around. No, I would never say that. You can't say that to our kid.
I am going to say that to our kid, totally.
Our kids are going to have so many issues. Sterling's going to be fucked up about who her dad is because you think it's hilarious to be like, is that your daddy? Is that your daddy? All men are called dad.
Yeah.
And then this kid's going to be like, my mom's wish I'd been a different me or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yes, things have been really hard. So the potential of like recording a podcast was like not.
I would ask every now and then, we should record. And she'd be like, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. You hit 12 weeks 2 days ago and it was like night and day.
Yeah. It was very strange. I mean, I don't feel perfect. I don't feel exactly like I used to, but I like, all of a sudden I had some energy and I was like cleaning. That's what Angie said. She's like, you must be feeling better because you're bitching at me about the house. I was like, yeah, I am. And I like was able to vacuum and do laundry and like just basic shit. But I was so like emotional about it. I was like, I don't think I realized how hard it was to not feel like myself. Mm-hmm. And you even said that you missed me because you were like, it's not like I've been spending time with you. You've just been this like blob on the couch.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's been good. I don't feel great right now. My stomach's a bit wobbly and like, yeah, I don't know. Also, my nausea, like the puking has been so tied to brushing my teeth that my oral hygiene has gone downhill. Oh my God. I like have to psych myself up to like brushing my teeth because I'm like, okay, not feeling nauseous. I've had like X, Y, and Z. I've done all the things. I've eaten food. Like I should be okay. And then like the minute I start gagging, I'm just like, oh God. And then I start puking and then Sterling gets like right next to me. And
Sterling like, loves watching you puke.
She does.
It's so funny. I will be in the kitchen with her and Jackie will start puking and she'll be like, let me down. She'll like start wiggling if I'm holding her and like kicking to get down. And she'll run to the bathroom and like look over your shoulder and be like, hey.
Yeah.
And just watch you vomit.
And then after I puked one day, she was trying to reach into the toilet. I was like, no! Like, I'm trying to, like, deal with my, like, puked mess self and, like, keep her out of the... Oh, my God. Life with a toddler is so constantly challenging in such weird ways.
But also amazing.
It is wonderful, but yes, she's...
She's hilarious.
She's so funny.
So then we didn't tell your family right away. We waited until you were, like...
6 weeks.
Yeah. So we made this plan. I really wanted to make it a photo shoot because I'm working on my photogs. And so we planned this dinner.
You don't talk like that to potential clients, right?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm your photog.
Me and my photog is so good.
Yeah, okay, just so that I'm photographer. AngieDeBayPhotographer.com. So we planned a dinner.
Well, we had like a false pretense to get everyone there because we were like, well, you know...
We didn't take too many pictures at Sterling's birthday. I also want to practice taking family shots, so let's, like, make sure everyone's there, mm-hmm. everyone at the same time so we can take, like, family photos.
So we got them all to, like, coordinate their outfits and, like, it was good. It was actually pretty clever. It worked out well, and they didn't really... My mom thought maybe there was something up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's the only one that suspected anything.
And we came up with a line because I was like, someone's going to ask how the fertility thing is going and I don't want to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, tell them that we're taking a break. The fertility meds were really hard, which is technically true. The fertility meds were hard and we're taking a break because you're pregnant.
Yeah. You just left that part out.
Yeah.
And
then your mom said something to me like, oh, you didn't have us all here. Or did you get us all here together so that you can tell us that you're pregnant all at once? And I just looked at her and I said, let's just get Jackie back to work. And she goes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was so funny because all day we were trying to get everyone to, like, get their shit together so we'd do the photos. And it was just taking forever. And I was like, come on. Like,
I know, because then your mom was like, I'm going to have to leave soon. And I was like, well, we can't do it after she's gone. Then she's going to be left out. Like, yeah. Come on, people. Let's get this together.
Oh, man. Wrangling the DuBays is always a challenge.
Yeah.
And my sister was, like, cooking, so she was, like, not ready. And then she wasn't, like, her hair wasn't done. And then I was like, come on! Like, let's just do this!
Yeah, so we took everyone to the backyard, and I had this chalkboard with the I'm pregnant, but they don't know yet written on it. And I was like, oh, Jackie, can you hold this? And your sister was like, what's that for? And I was like, oh, you know, it's good to take a picture of something that's all black for your white balance later, because then you have it to compare something pure black to, which is, like, total bullshit.
I know, when we talked about that before, I was like, you can literally say anything. They don't know.
Yeah, and so they're like, oh, okay, like, stop talking.
They're like, whatever, photography nerd, we don't care. So I'm, like, standing, like, further ahead, and they're in the background, and holding this sign, and I just like threw it on the ground. They couldn't see it. And then I stepped back, and then we're taking photos, and Ange was actually taking a video.
Yeah. And so I said, everyone say cheese. Everyone goes, cheese. And I go, everyone say, Jackie's pregnant. And they are like, Jackie's pregnant?
It was really funny. So you got all these like still shots, but you also got video.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So I have everyone's reaction on video.
If you're friends with us on Facebook, it's on Facebook.
Well, maybe I'll post it on our...
Baby, yeah, you should. It was a really fun reveal. It was a fun way to tell my family because they all got to find out at once. And then it was a fun way to like announce it on Facebook because the video is hilarious.
Yeah, we just posted it on Facebook today for everyone else to see.
Yeah, I was like really hesitant about telling people and I only told like a few people at work. That's partially also because I'm like, oh, I'm like just getting back to work and it feels weird to be like, I'm back and I'm pregnant. I just wanted to make sure that I was like fully back. Done my gradual return, like, back to full-time, back into the job, and everything was okay before I said anything. I guess I still have to technically, like, formally notify HR. But it's so nice to, like, be, hopefully, fingers crossed, through the worst of it. Like, I know the third trimester can be really challenging, too, but it's different.
It's different, yeah. It's just, like, you don't feel as gross, but you're physically just fucked. Mm-hmm. And that's more manageable somehow, you know, like backaches and being uncomfortable mm-hmm. is way more manageable than feeling ugh. Nauseous and sick.
Ugh, there was this one day and it will like live on in my memory forever that I was feeling so sick and Angie just came over and gave me this perfect, amazing Honeycrisp apple and I was like, yes. And I just like ate the whole thing and was like, that made me feel so much better. That was like the one time the eating actually helped.
Yeah.
And that's what I want right now because I feel like it's going to make my... Oh, God. Feeling queasy is the worst. I don't know. No, puking is the worst. No, both are the worst. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I am showing a little bit. And I've really been, like, struggling because I feel like it's, like, a natural thing for, I think, most people. But, like, maybe people who are maybe more weight conscious or have spent more of their life being concerned about their weight, that you just, like, naturally suck it in when you feel like you have a belly, and that's how I feel right now. So I, like, I'm always trying to suck my belly in, but there's, like, nowhere for it to go, and then I'm, like, super uncomfortable, and I have to, like, remind myself to, like, relax and let it stick out. Mm-hmm. But clothes have been challenging, because I ended up getting... I got a bunch of maternity pants, but they just fall down all the time, and it's so tacky.
That's maternity pants. You just have to... chunk, like, pull them up all the time.
It looks so unprofessional and so sloppy. I just hate it. So then I try and wear regular pants, but then I'm like just getting squished in the middle constantly. It's like so uncomfortable to have like jeans digging into me all the time, and I'm not one of those people that feels comfortable wearing leggings. So I don't know what the fuck. I just need like a muumuu or sweatpants.
Definitely a muumuu.
Sweatpants are amazing.
100% muumuu.
We had like a pajama night at work. And I wore my sweatpants and I was like, yes.
You should just keep getting confused about pajama night. Be like, oh, it's tonight? No, it's not? Oh, okay. And then the next day. Oh, I thought, no, well, someone said it was tonight.
There are lots of people that wear sweatpants to work at night, but I'm just not one of those people. I just feel like it's sloppy.
Sterling's good.
Sterling gives the baby kisses and pats my belly and pokes me in the belly button. My family's all very excited. They all think that it's going to be a boy, and that makes me want to have a girl. I don't know. I don't, like... I'm trying not to care about the sex of the baby, but... I don't know.
We hate men.
Well, obviously, we're lesbians.
Yeah.
That's, like, part of the deal, right?
Yeah.
No, I definitely don't hate men, but I'm, like, scared of... I don't know if I'm equipped to raise a boy. But maybe that's why I should raise a boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A boy is a person.
Yeah. I know. I think it's just because of, like, what makes me nervous about it is, like, the societal sort of construct of maleness and how to interact with that and not, like, I don't want to raise a misogynist, obviously, but I also don't want to raise a kid who's, like, disconnected from that maleness, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems a lot more complicated than, like, I'm a woman, you're a woman, we have a girl already, we know how to deal with girls, we know how to empower them, we know how to, like, ugh. Today we had, this is so annoying. We don't dress Sterling in just girl clothes, but we don't dress her in just boy clothes either. We dress her pretty much gender neutrally, but she has some pink stuff. She has some dresses. Not a lot, because there's just enough of that in the world. And it really fucking annoys me when people comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother was such a dick about it today.
I know.
He's like, I'm so mad at you guys. Like, what? She's wearing brown and blue. That's like, just because, he actually said, just because you're gay doesn't mean she has to, like, be gay. And I was like, I'm sorry, not wearing pink equals gay? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's so ignorant. I was like, she has pink clothes, but she doesn't only wear pink clothes. Because she's just dressed like a person. She was literally wearing, like, blue harem pants and, like, a brown and white striped onesie. Because it was cozy, and honestly, right now, we don't have a lot of warm clothes for her.
But, yeah, and it was something that I just threw on her this morning when we were getting ready, because I knew that we were just going to hang out at home all day. So I wasn't like, ooh, let's put on your fancy clothes.
But, like, fuck you. It's up to us to decide what she wears. He's like, she's going to be so mad at you that you never put her in anything cute. And I was like, so cute only equals pink and frilly? Like, fuck you. Oh, man, he made me so mad.
Yeah.
And now, intentionally, when I know we're going to see him, she's going to, like, specifically not wear anything pink.
Or I'm just going to, every single time she wears something that's pink, I'm going to send him, like, 50 pictures and just, like, blow up his phone. Mm-hmm. Be like, is this okay for you, Uncle Kingsley?
Do you approve?
Do I look pretty, Daddy?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm like, she can't look cute unless she's wearing a dress. That's fucking what you're telling me. And I was like, all the girl stuff is, like, pretty and pink, so cute. Little cutie. And he's like, yeah, so? And I'm like, and the boy stuff says, I'm awesome. I'm brave. I'm adventurous. And he's like, so? I'm like, ugh, you are so too simple for this.
Yeah. He doesn't get it.
No. But I just don't understand why he thinks he gets to criticize how we dress her. I'm like, you've been here, what, when was the last time you saw her? Like 6 months ago?
Yeah. Well, her first birthday.
Well, a couple months ago. Anyway, you are not in charge here, motherfucker.
No.
Just like
my family just thinks they can criticize everything I do. It's how they are with me. It's fucking annoying.
Because they think of you as the baby, even though you're a fucking 34-year-old woman. 33? Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 33.
You're 33.
I figured it out the other day. I didn't know. I thought I was 34. I was telling people at work, and then they're like, wait, when's your birthday? I was like, March. They're like, no, you're 33. I was like, oh! Okay.
I just lost a year. That's fun.
Yeah. But. I'm going to leave that in the podcast.
No!
That's disgusting.
Don't you dare!
I can't believe you did that.
I have indigestion.
Oh, you're gross.
Fuck you. I'm pregnant. Blame your baby.
Maybe there isn't anything to say about Sterling's birthday.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Lots of people came. It was fun. She was super happy, had a great time, didn't like cake, threw it on the ground.
Yeah. We tried to give her a cupcake. I was like, oh, she's going to totally demolish this. She was like, no, and just chucked it.
Over and over again.
Yeah, she didn't care. She was like, get this fucking thing away from me. No. I don't want to eat your shitty, ugly cupcakes. Which, you and I got in a fucking argument about the night before. Because I had this idea that I could just make rainbow frosting and use one of those frosting bags and put 3 different colors in it and make it look amazing.
And what did your super intelligent, very smart wife say? You were like, I bought this cool kit from Michael's for, like, tri-colored frosting. And I was like, these things are really hard to use. And you were like, why? You just put the icing in and then you put it on. It's fine. I was like, whatever. This is your thing. You want to do it, go ahead. And then you were doing it. You were like, this is fucking bullshit. It's fucking melting. And I was like, first of all, you didn't let the cupcakes cool enough. So the icing was melting. It was too hot in the apartment. So the icing was melting. And you were getting food coloring fucking everywhere. It was such a mess. And I came in and I was like, this is why I told you not to do this. Yeah. And then you got mad at me because I wasn't part of the solution. I was just criticizing you. But I was like, I fucking told you so. This is the night before her birthday party. This is not the time to be experimenting with a new fucking piping bag.
I didn't know. I thought just put the icing in and it comes out. Like, how fucking hard is that? But apparently it is quite hard.
It is a skill. And that wasn't, it's not like a quality piping bag. It was plastic, right?
Oh, what are they normally made of? Silver and gold?
Yeah. Obviously, you don't know anything. Anyways. And then she was like, what am I supposed to do?
I was like, everything's fucking ruined. Because half of them were iced with, like, this sloppy, which was dripping off at this point, which had, like, all congealed together to be kind of browny. Because it was originally, like, purple and red and yellow or something. And I was like, this looks like fucking ass. And then Jackie was like, I'm not letting you bring these cupcakes. They look so horrible. And I was like, no one cares. Kids are just going to eat them. And you're like, no, they look fucking terrible. And I was like, what? Oh my God. So then.
They did look really stupid. They looked so bad.
Yeah.
I was like, if you're going to do it like homemade, then just make them, like, make the cupcakes and ice them like a normal human. Don't like try and get all fancy because it's, you can't go part way with fancy. Like, if you're going to do them fancy, then do it well or don't do it.
I don't agree with that.
I do.
Well, anyway, I ended up scraping off the gross rainbow frosting and just frosting it with white and putting on rainbow sprinkles, which was my original idea.
Which was perfect.
But then I saw a picture on Pinterest.
Yep, that's the problem. That Pinterest will fuck you every time. It's so easy. You just do this, this, and 18,000 steps later, you have the perfect cupcakes.
Yeah. So this thing happened the other day. Ugh. Gentle listeners.
We're going to go there.
We're going to go there. Okay, so our
such an alarmist.
Living room window looks out onto a street.
We're like half a story up.
And we're half a story up, so we're not ground level, but we're not up. We're like halfway in between.
We're half a story up. I think that covers it. I think people know what that means.
Okay. And this is half a story done. Okay, so one night, we're sitting watching Buffy.
Yeah, we're doing a Buffy rewatch, guys. It's amazing. Yeah. You should all do it.
And I see out of the corner of my eye, like, flash, 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 what looks like a camera flash.
And I saw it, too, because I was sitting up and, like, look over, and Angela comes over, and we're like, what the fuck is that? And I see in the building across from us, it's kind of like a cross and, like, over a bit, this dude standing in the entranceway, but, like, kind of behind the bushes, but the bushes only come up to, like, his chest.
So he's trying to hide.
And he's got his hood up. And he was obviously just taking pictures, like, directly into our living room.
And he was still holding up his phone.
Yeah, with, like, a light on it. I was like, what the fuck? And then I saw him, like, look over his shoulder and, like, look, and he looked super shifty. And then he, like, jumps out and, like, runs away, basically, up the street.
Looking over his shoulder.
And is, like, looking at us, too. Like, we're, like, full on, like, what are you doing looking straight at him? And then I see these people coming, this woman come up who is walking her dog. So he obviously saw this person and was like, oh, shit, and, like, walked away. And I'm like, that was fucking weird. So Angie instantly is like, we need to call the police. I'm like, well, he didn't actually do anything illegal. She's like, he just took pictures into our apartment. He's obviously going to try and break in. I'm like, well, that's...
I did not say he's obviously going to try and break in. I said, this is
what if he tries to break in?
Yeah, let's call
which
the
is
police.
A bit of a leap. And
it's not a leap. Why else would you be taking pictures
because
into
he's a pervert, obviously.
A pervert taking pictures of, like, two run-down old moms who are, like, watching Buffy?
Hey, everyone has a weird fetish, okay? I didn't say it was, like, a sexy pervert. He was just a pervert.
Oh, look anyway, at them. But they're wearing their ugly pajamas tonight.
He just looked really weird. Like, honestly, I from the way he was behaving, I was like, he's either, like, a pervert or he's got, like, mental health issues or something. He was just kind of a weirdo.
He also was wearing shorts, and it's cold here, you guys.
He was wearing printed shorts and a green Canucks hoodie. Anyways, so I was like, well, I guess we could call the police, like, whatever. So Ange starts calling. It was on November 1st, so it was, I don't know, I guess it was still really busy after Halloween. There's probably a lot of vandalism and damage to report.
Yeah, so I was on hold for a long time, and finally I was like, ugh, whatever, fuck it.
Because I was like, seriously, they're not gonna come. Like, the time, like, so much time has passed that there's no way they're gonna find him. They'll just drive around the block and be like, well, we couldn't find him. So then the next night, I'm not sitting on the couch by the window like I normally do. I was, like, folding laundry because I had the energy, the good energy. Anyway, so I just see him walking away up the street, and I'm like, that's the fucking guy from last night, and he's wearing the exact same thing.
Yeah, and I saw him, and he did the exact same thing. He crossed the road really quickly and was looking over his shoulder super sketchily again.
No,
and I made full eye contact with him.
How did you see that? Because I saw him when he was about, like, midpoint in our window, and he was already on that side of the street.
Yeah,
he was
and
on
then
that
when I came over here, he crossed, and when he got to the corner right there, I was looking at him like this, and he looked over and looked into my eyeballs. Okay. From his eyeballs okay. into my eyeballs.
So at that point, Angie wanted to call the police again, and I was like, well, he hasn't done anything. Like, tonight, he didn't do anything. We don't know if he took any pictures into our apartment. We didn't see him do that. So it's not really, and then you got so mad at me. You're like, you don't know what it's like to be here by yourself at night when you're at work. And I was like, but the house is locked. And you were like, there's scaffolding. I'm like,
there it is.
Yeah, but it's like blocked off. It's not.
It sketches me out that someone can come and
Felix.
Felix, we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, respect the narrative flow much.
It sketches me out that someone can just get up to window level.
Okay, to be fair, the scaffolding is not open. It is all wrapped up and blocked off with fencing.
It would not be that difficult.
It wouldn't be that hard, but it would be very obvious. There's always people around here.
And then someone who's taking photos can check them out and be like, ooh, I can get in right here.
Him taking a picture into our living room does not give him any information about how to get into our apartment.
Okay.
Right?
But it indicates that he has some sort of interest in our apartment.
Or yeah, us. Maybe he just wants to live here. I don't know. That's what I'm saying is that you don't know what his intentions are. And I said to you, I was like, if we see him again a third night in a row, and we know for sure he's taking pictures and he's being sketchy, I will call the police and make sure they come right away.
But
I can't make sure
the situation is still the same. It's still not illegal to take pictures.
No, but if he's shown up three nights in a row, that shows like a pattern of behavior.
Not twice?
No, because the second
time was just like a coincidence.
The second night, we don't know what he was doing. We just saw him walking away. If I had seen him, if he did the exact same thing the second night that he did the first, I would have called and been like, yeah, there's something wrong with this dude. Go talk to him. All they can do is try and find him and talk to him. You're like, they for sure can find him because he's wearing shorts. And I was like, that doesn't mean he hasn't gone into a building. And there's oddly a lot of guys that wear shorts no matter the weather. So
I just had like an intuitive feeling that they would have found him. And maybe they would have found like a book. Well, just pictures of
as
the
person who would have been on the other end of the phone, I would have said, if anyone tries to get into your apartment, call 911. But at this point, there's nothing illegal happening, and we can't send the police for that.
What if, you know how sometimes...
What if
I'm going to walk around naked?
What if, when I'm always saying, you are going to attract the perverts, that you're like, hey, perverts, and you shake your ass at the window, your bare, naked ass... Maybe that's why this guy keeps coming back. Maybe he saw you one night. Maybe, so essentially I'm going to blame the victim. You brought this on yourself.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, maybe he did see me one day and now he's...
He wants a piece.
Yeah, he thought it was an invite, but I just do it sarcastically, guys.
Or he sees you with your tits out all the time feeding the baby in the window with the window open. You would do that too when there was like... scaffolding and the potential for people to be literally right at our window at any point, and you were like, whatever. Like, if they're looking, then they're being perverts. I'm like, they're men, and if they're in a window and there's a woman with her tits out right on the other side of the glass, they're gonna look.
I still...
Not all men.
Still hold true that that's on them. Don't look at me.
It is on them, but you're... I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't want to be ogled by a bunch of construction workers, but that's just me. I also don't want them in my window ever, but that's not a choice we get to make.
If I get murdered by a man in a Canucks jersey and shorts...
It was not a jersey, it was a hoodie.
A hoodie. It's going to be your fault.
How do you figure?
Because
we also then talked to the landlord and made... Calling the police would not prevent him from coming back and trying to kill you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it's true, because they couldn't lock him up for being creepy.
I'm never going to sleep again.
Oh my god, you need to get over it. Our place is, like, well...
No, you know what secured. It was? It was that night when the police banged on the window that, like, gave me PTSD and freaked out.
But that
out.
Was the police. I will give you that it was a bad call on their part. But they must... You know what the other thing I realized? I don't know why I thought about this, but I thought about... Felix! Seriously. Show some respect. If the police were looking, if they looked at the buzzer list, it shows where the manager is and it says 52. Why would you think 52 is next to the door?
I don't know. Maybe they had buzzed him and he wasn't responding, so then they're just banging every door to try and get someone to answer.
That's terrifying. And then you texted me and were like, oh my god. And I was at work and I was like, you have to call 911 then, because I didn't know what was happening, and then, because I was on my break.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Oh, yeah, you know what else I just realized right now when we were talking? You know that guy who lives in our building,
mm-hmm.
who is older and he gets drunk all the time, and so the ambulance always has to come and, like, take him to the hospital or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
He, one day, was standing across the street staring into this apartment.
He was probably wasted.
No, he had just... It was the middle of the day.
That doesn't mean
he
wasn't
had just
wasted.
Gotten out of a car.
That doesn't mean he wasn't wasted.
Okay, it's fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He had just gotten out of a car because I watched him get out, and I was like, oh, there's whatever his name is. And then he stood there, and he stared into our apartment. And I, like, went and did something, and I came back, and he was still there. and I was interacting with Sterling and still there. And then finally I was like, I'm going to leave the living room.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you ever tell me about that?
I just remembered it right now. Maybe it's him. Maybe he's the Canucks.
It's definitely not him. That guy's way older than the dude in the Canucks sweater.
Let's just get out of here.
We are moving away.
I don't like being here anymore.
We're moving away to a place where no crime ever happens.
Also, we're not going to be on the ground level.
No, we'll be we'll be 4 floors, 5 stories up, but 4 floors.
Yeah, good. Anyway, okay, well, I hope I don't get murdered.
For the record, I also hope you don't get murdered.
I don't think you do. Otherwise, you would have let me call the police, or called the police being just in order to take care of your poor wife and babies.
But that wouldn't do anything.
Shut your
mouth. It would be a false sense of hope. That's okay. Or a false sense of security that you don't need because we're safe. Our windows are secure. The building is secure. People can't get in. If they try, you call 911. They get here like that. That is one thing about the city.
Have you ever heard, see something, say something?
See anything, say something? No. See something actual criminal? Yeah, actually criminal? Yes. Say something. See just oh, that was weird. Gotta call the police. Do you know how many people do that? Do you know how much fucking, wasted time that creates? It wastes resources. It wastes time when people have real problems they need to report.
That sounds more like a you problem.
Angie, now you're pissing me off.
Goodbye.
I can't have this conversation with you anymore. Goodbye.
Let's just not do the podcast at all.
The Baby Mama's Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Baby Mama's Podcast. Make sure to like them on Facebook and give them a great review on iTunes. Have a good day.